You're listening to SBS News.
In 1997, Quentin Wilson, then one of the hosts on the BBC's motoring programme Top Gear, took an early model of an electric car for a spin. He wasn't impressed.
Here it is, the General Motors EV1 Electric, or as they say in California, the Volkswagen.
He test drove the General Motors half-billion-dollar electric car, the EV1.
Well, the batteries suck, the range is appalling, and if you had to buy one, it would cost you a whopping £35,000. But let me leave you with this thought. 10 years ago, mobile phones were the size of suitcases and cost £2,000. Today, they're the size of calculators, and they're giving them away. Make no mistake, the days of the internal combustion engine are definitely numbered.
Last month, Tesla's self-styled techno king, Elon Musk, was boasting about his company's prospects to investors.
We've seen a real shift in customer perception of electric vehicles, and our demand is the best we've ever seen.
He says he expects Tesla's new cheaper Model Y will become the best-selling car of any kind, perhaps as soon as next year. And the stock market seems to believe him. Tesla is now worth more than the next 6 biggest car companies combined. It's put the fear of God into the rest of the industry.
We have been a safety company since 1927. It's time to change the way we do everything. Starting now, every new Volvo model will be electrified.
It helps explain why companies like Volvo, Volkswagen, Ford and General Motors have been rushing out ambitious targets for going electric. In March, Volvo said all its cars would be fully electric from 2030. But Bjorn Unwall, the chief financial officer of Volvo Europe, expects the market to move more quickly even than that.
I would guess 2/3 of our sales in Europe will be fully electric by 2025.
By 2025? So, you know, 3.5 years' time?
Yes. It's going to happen very quickly. I think we're getting into the exponential phase of this right now.
The reason the revolution is happening now and so quickly is down to the technology. Most importantly, the non-beating heart of the vehicle, the battery. Madeline Tyson is a researcher with the US-based clean energy research group, RMI.
Over the last 10 years, the cost has come down just mind-bogglingly quickly. We're already seeing 2- and 3-wheelers, whether it's electric bikes, mopeds, or tuk-tuks. You know, these things are really competitive.
She says the drop in cost will continue and will likely make electric vehicles the cheapest option on the dealership forecourt by 2025, helping drive explosive sales growth. She says we're on the inflection point before sales go into an exponential phase. But all this begs a question. In the rush to electrify, do we risk losing something special? The whiff of petrol, the growl of the engine, the thrill of pistons letting rip. The fans of electric vehicles say we're not going to lose something. Instead, we're gaining a new technology that's clean, that's swift, that's silent. And friction, carbon, smoke, burning and oil could soon be gone. Alan Lee, SBS News.